West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A series of tragic events in and around Northwest Carroll County dominating the news from over the weekend. At least three people have died in three separate incidents. First, an investigation into the death of a man who was struck by a train in Temple on Friday. Speaking with the Carroll County Coroner Keith Hancock over the weekend, he said it was unknown as to why the man was sitting on the tracks as the train approached. Two of the three railroad crossings in Temple were shut down for hours Friday afternoon during the initial investigation. Then late Friday evening, first responders were called out in reference to a shooting in Temple. An initial report suggests the shooting happened outside the Exxon store on Bar J Road. The victims drove to the Flying J truck stop where someone called 911 for help. 911 dispatch confirmed one person was shot in the head and thumb. Another person was shot in the lower back and shoulder. One of the victims died as a result of his wounds. One man was taken into custody and is in the Carroll County Jail. Eric Bernard Malone of Douglasville has been charged with murder and several counts of aggravated assault. Investigators had not released any additional details as of Monday morning. The local biking community lost another member on Saturday. According to the preliminary report released by the Georgia State Patrol, approximately 8 p.m. Saturday, troopers responded to I-20 East near mile marker 13 between Temple and Bremen to investigate a fatal crash. The investigation determined that a Harley-Davidson motorcycle and a semi-truck pulling an enclosed trailer were traveling eastbound in lane 1. Investigators believe initially that the driver of the motorcycle was following too closely and struck the rear of the other vehicle. Jimmy McCray of Villarica has been identified as the driver of the motorcycle. He succumbed to his injuries on scene. McCray celebrated his 64th birthday in October. Georgia lawmakers on both sides of the state capitol are taking their first serious look this fall at how rapidly evolving artificial intelligence technology is likely to affect public policy. The Georgia Senate Science and Technology and Public Safety Committees met for the first time last week to explore the threats and wonders of AI technology with an eye on regulating ethical use.
We're at the early stages of AI, and I say that what I learned in the study committee, AI has been around since the 50s. But it keeps progressing. And on the scale of AI technology, we're about halfway towards super intelligence. It's not a thing that the state can do on its own, and it's not even something that the United States can do on its own. It's really an international thing. They're going to have to draw up some kind of guardrails on AI moving forward.
District 30 State Senator Mike Dugan of Carrollton taking part in that study committee.
There's a lot of positive that AI will be able to do for us in the future. There's a lot of stuff that we know will be a positive, but we can't fully even comprehend what all it can do yet because it's not there. But on the other side of this thing, we want to make sure that we're looking at the potential vulnerabilities as well that we know and try to anticipate the ones we don't fully know to make sure that we don't lead ourselves into a bad spot going forward.
And Dugan believes among the potentially positive uses for AI, agriculture, and construction.
There are fewer and fewer people that are working the farm, the family farms. The dynamic of that has changed. Have fewer number of people being able to produce the increased yield that we need because of growing population, not only here but around the world, by using AI to help maximize farming techniques and farming cultivation. In construction industry, you're already using low-level AI with building design and construction documents. With the next generation of it, those designs will be safer, faster to construct, and end up costing less.
The development of AI technology is being widely seen as a double-edged sword. While it promises to increase workplace productivity and produce life-saving drugs, it also threatens to replace large numbers of jobs now done by humans and compromise cybersecurity. The subcommittee next meets in early December. Carrollton Mayor and City Council on Monday considering an annexation and rezoning request of close to 111 acres of property located along Bankhead Highway and Sales Barn Road to accommodate a developer's said plan to collaborate with the adjacent property owners west of the tract to create a sizable industrial park. The tract of land currently in Carroll County jurisdiction is currently zoned manufactured home subdivision with a small tract zoned agriculture. If approved by mayor and council, staff recommending that no vehicular access shall be permitted on Kennedy Estates Road and Hillview Drive, as any vehicular access to these residential streets could be detrimental to the neighborhood. With residential lots located on the eastern and northern property line, conditions could also include a buffer. The property immediately west of this tract has a pending annexation and rezoning request to Light Industry. City planning officials say this annexation and rezoning request cannot be approved without the annexation of the property to the west. Harrelson County E911 now has the ability to receive 911 text messages. Authorities insist that actual phone calls are still the best way to provide needed information in real time, but if callers are in an emergency situation and cannot make a voice call, they can now text 911. Texting can benefit hard of hearing callers, callers in a medical crisis, and callers in an unsafe situation in which they risk exposing their location to someone who potentially intends them harm. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.